The Money Show.
Other people's money.
That other person tonight is none other than Lentswe Bengu, the celebrity chef who has done so much. I was going through Lentswe's CV and just having a look at the great South Africa Bake Off. He was the presenter for Series 2 and 3 in 2016 and 17 and has done so much to, I think, further the wonder of food in South Africa, a regular contributor to Espresso on the morning show there as well. He's done lots of speaking, changing people's lives. He's worked really hard. He's been to the World Economic Forum and as the head chef for the South Africa Gala Dinner. He's been there as a speaker. But you didn't start out, Lentswe Bengu, as a chef, did you? There's a financial markets connection there somewhere.
That's correct. I actually started off my career in investments and business. And then down the line at 25, I just decided actually I want to pursue passion more than running the rat race, as I call it. I started off in investments and business first.
Okay, where did you work? What did you do?
I worked at Allan Gray in Cape Town. I worked at Old Mutual. I started off at the income specialist in Durban, literally pushing papers in the mail room and climbed my way up from clients to client services, climbed my way up all the way like 2-3 years up until I ended up, my last position was at Allan Gray as a business development manager.
Okay, very cool. I mean, so you spent a fair amount of time then in the investments industry and it just didn't grab you one little bit?
It did grab me. I'll tell you something. So when I left high school, I actually wanted to go into the arts. And I have a father, and my father was a businessman. And I went up to him and I said, "Dad, Papa, I want to go to Cape Town. I've been given a scholarship or a bursary. Can you please play this other half? I want to go study drama." And he said to me, "My son, so do you want to be at 29 years old and still a struggling artist asking money from your dad?" And right then and then, I just decided to cancel all my applications and I went into my BCom. So I don't think that finance was for me, although I did climb the ladder very quickly. I stuck to a lane that was true to my skills or my innate skills, which was talking, relating with people, the commerce and the commerce side of where I was working didn't really grab me.
But that's the thing. I mean, just because you're good at something doesn't mean you actually want to do it. I mean, that's the point, I think. And that's often the thing that parents don't understand. It frustrates the living daylights out of them. Here's this talented kid that they've, brought into this world, and this talented child doesn't want to do what the parents want them to do, and it's maddening. And I mean, and ultimately, though, you find your way back, don't you? I mean, and you've gone into a form of artistry. You've gone into, full circle, into a different kind of showmanship. Because what is celebrity chefing? What is chefing? It is showing off with food, isn't it?
Well, I work with food, but then furthermore to that, I work with food on a medium like television and on stage where I'm still relating with people. I'm still teaching people my passion and my skilled art.
I said showing off with food. Yes, you're teaching. It's all good to. Did you get lots of Balvenie whiskey, by the way, when you were a brand ambassador in 2015? Have you still got stock?
I did actually, but you know what? It is so expensive. I literally only got the tasting bottle after every activation would do. Never a full bottle for myself.
And that's why the little tasters were so small, so that you could keep, of course, the tots for yourself. So at 25, you decide you're going to go chefing. You're going to change your life. Do you go to chef school? How do you learn cooking?
I was living in Cape Town at the time. I just finished off working for Westgrow, which is the Western Cape Investment and Trade Agency. And I was heading up a unit there in the agricultural agribusiness. And it was my father's 75th birthday. I flew back to Durban and, he looked so content and so happy. And I said, "Papa, I want this. I want this happens that you have right now, but I want it now. How do I get it?" And he said to me, my son, you've got to drop all the things that you know you are not good at. If you want to chase success, focus on the things that you're really great at, the things that make you wake up in the morning and it doesn't feel like work or a schlep to do. And that's when I knew that I needed to leave where I was working. I had a 6-month plan. I went and enrolled at a school. And I also knew that because I was 25, I'm at a backlog now from all my peers, you know, because they all started 16, 17, straight after high school. So I had a 5-6 year gap where I was behind. I went to one of the best shaping schools in Cape Town in the Winelands. And I left Cape Town itself. I went in the wild. I lived there in the courses because I wanted to immerse myself. And that's where the development of really just wanting to get into this industry. And also the acumen I'd learned from my previous life that I knew I had to get in very fast and I had to immerse myself really deeply. Lived in the Winelands, studied for 18 months, went and I worked in Cape Town, worked at different various restaurants and also catering businesses, because I also wanted to learn the different styles of cooking. You know, food isn't just only what we eat at the restaurants for chefs and also for the customers. You know, there's food in catering, there's food at restaurants, there's food in personal home. And I wanted to have a nod or a check that I'm looking at what feels right for me. And then soon after, about a year later, I met up with my then business partner. And we started we didn't start off a company. We met, we chatted, he loved my energy, he had a camera, and he said to me, hey man, let's just go to Taylor Mountain, just film some stuff. We'll never know what happens. We filmed the next day, and yeah, the rest is history. And that's how I now immerse myself into theater, oh, not theater, sorry, into television.
The theater of food, and I mean that.
It's the theater of food, yes. People want to be entertained with and by food.
Yeah, I mean, you look at old-fashioned cooking programs, and you know they had their place in their day, but it is showmanship, and it is about excitement. I just love how you went to Stellenbosch, and you didn't go into a dorm, or you didn't go into a residence. You went to a courses. What was the food like?
Every time I spend a story, I always say a courses. Because I mean, I was living in Stellenbosch at the time, so I had to immerse myself into that whole living and where wine comes from.
So the courses, was the food in the courses any good, by the way, the course in the courses?
It actually was amazing, but I tell you what, all chefs are the same. we didn't get catered food and we cooked for ourselves. And I promise you, we were so terrible. Literally, chefs just eat the most easiest slapdash, let's go, but we make it look pretty and we make it tasty.
And I mean, that, again, that was quite a nice practical induction. And the people from the courses, are you still mates? Is there a network of chefs?
There definitely is a network of chefs. I mean, as soon as I moved back to Cape Town after I was done with studying, I met up with all like-minded other chefs from other different restaurants. And we all kind of found the same similar story, especially being a black chef within Cape, the Western Cape. We all sort of kind of found each other and we found similar stories within each other, within food as well.
And what were those stories? What are the commonalities? What were you sharing?
Commonalities would be it's tough. At the top, straight afterwards, I was working at the Roundhouse restaurants. Just straight after I finished, I was working at the Roundhouse restaurants, and we were number four. And we were number four in the country on Eat Out. All my mates and other different kitchens were also number three, number one. And just the time you spend standing in a kitchen was tough, and that was common to us. The fact that there were not as many black other chefs who are as studied as us and came from schools like mine was a red flag, if I may say, and was also common amongst us. What else? The fact that majority of us were not from Cape Town. Mm. Majority of us were from Johannesburg. Majority of us were from Durban and then even our backgrounds where we came from, those were similar in terms of the where our parents took us to go schooling, you know, because it's not very, it's quite rare to have these top schools have so many young black kids in them. So we all kind of carry a similar development plan.
And I mean, do you see yourself as an ambassador for chefing, for cooking now? I mean, you're clearly a role model as a young black chef in South Africa today. Do you take that role seriously?
I really do. I think if anything, I'm not the chef. I don't wake up every morning to want to make the prettiest plate or the most whatever food. I want to be able to, I wake up every morning happy to be able to spread a message about food. Spread a message of, let's start thinking and talking about food. Let's start not disappointing our kids and telling them to go to business school if they say they want to go into the arts. You know, because that's where I came from. I was literally disappointed with my dad, disappointed with what he said, but I was also like, oh, scared. You know, so I want to speak a message of we can follow our passions and still make a business out of it if we're focused, if we're skillful, and we're creative.
How has lockdown affected you from a chefing perspective? Because it's been harsh. I mean, I look around my hood and I just see lots of places that were there a year ago aren't there anymore. And it's tragic. Places have closed down.
It's been tough. Just to watch your friends being laid off. And not even just chefs. I mean, from hotel managers and GMs to myself. Well, I wasn't laid off, but my contract was up for renewal in March. Can you believe it?
It's so a terrible timing.
I was working in a restaurant here because although I do private stuff mostly, I also like to keep my fingers and my skills up to date. So I would go into a restaurant for a couple of months and I work. So I was doing the same thing in a jazz club here in Johannesburg, in Maboneng. And my contract was up for renewal in March. And obviously, by the end of March, when I was meant to be having my meeting, I never had my meeting.
Do you ever see yourself starting your own place? I mean, so many chefs are drawn to starting their own place or going into partnerships with friends and starting their own places. And some work, some don't. Where do you see yourself going?
I believe in very much in an organic growth. When it hits me to do it, it'll happen. My sister and I tried to have a restaurant a few years ago. She was mostly involved, and I was involved in the menu, but I was living in Cape Town at the time. So we had a restaurant in Durban, and it didn't do too well. We just kind of suffered purely because one of the reasons was I was never there.
And you've got to be there. If you're the chef, you need to be there. Yes.
Pardon me?
If you're the chef, you need to be there. Yeah.
If you're a business owner, you need to be there, firstly. Yeah. So, and if you have your name on the door, you need to be there. I'll go to David Hayes' restaurant when he's not there. But trust me, I have a much better time when I see him over the past and he's working.
Yeah, there is a belief, absolutely. The chef is in town and everybody's jumping just that little bit higher and making the experience.
100%. Because
You're making it great for your customers. We're talking this evening to Lenswe Bengu. He is a celebrity chef. He is also a real chef. And he is a chef who we're going to talk to about money in a moment. He came from the world of money and management of money and helping large organizations manage their customers. And then bailed and went, you know what? Actually, I'm in the mood to cook. And he's done that successfully and with passion. More with him in a moment.
The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield is brought to you by Absa Corporate and Investment Banking with secure cash management solutions for ultimate efficiency. That's Africanacity. Absa is a registered FSP.
The Money Show.
Other people's money.
Lenswe Bengu is our other people this evening. Celebrity chef Lenswe Bengu with a background in financial markets and in places like Alan Gray and Old Mutual, income specialists in Durban, Westgrow even. He worked for the Western Cape government and helped in finance there. So, did that influence the way you look at money, Lenswe, and what impact did it have? Lenswe? Has Lenswe like abandoned us halfway through? Which is very rude. But I don't think he did it on purpose. Maybe he had a pot on the stove. But that's fine, because we've had a fabulous chat with Lenswe so far. I want to talk to him about money. His dad clearly had a good financial head on his shoulders because his dad told him to go and get a proper degree, not one of these arty things. So he went and did a BCom, which is great. But if your heart's not in it, it's kind of hard to persist in it. But I'm sure the BCom is valuable in the running of his business. I'm sure that the time that he spent working in businesses that are connected to financial markets also had a positive impact and a positive influence on his attitude towards money. Tough to be in the restaurant trade right now. Tough to be in the entertainment trade right now. But those industries have suffered dramatically and meaningfully in the financial crisis as we have seen it. And so for a young person starting out and doing great things and keen maybe to try his hand again at the restaurant trade, tried with his sister in Durban, didn't work out. Worked at the Roundhouse, which is posh. Not to have been to the Roundhouse. Never been invited to the Roundhouse. You know, as a reporter, you don't go to the Roundhouse. You get summons to the back door, perhaps. But yeah, the Roundhouse in Cape Town, a very famous Cape Town eatery. He's worked there. So he's had a really rich and diverse experience in terms of food and the restaurant trade. Driven, he says, by passion. The passion just wasn't there for financial markets. And it's such an interesting concept, this idea that, you know, passion is everything. And to a large degree, yes, but you've got to be able to earn a living and a decent living as well. And so how do you do this? We lost him on Zoom, but we've got him on the old-fashioned cellular telephonic device. Chef Lentswe Bengu. I was just revisiting what we were talking about earlier, Lentswe. Did your time at Allan Gray and Old Mutual affect, does it affect the way you think about money now?
Oh, a lot. A lot. I think the business acumen that I learned in those jobs I can't count how valuable it is for me. I mean, I run my own business now. I have a production company. I have teams of people working for me at any given time when I have projects that are on. So it did affect how my relationship with money, or more my relationship with how I see business, because I was always looking at it from an institutional person point of view, but not my money, other people's money, or other government's money, or other multinational money. But now I need to make that income for me. I need to create those revenue streams for me. So, yes, it did.
So your dad was right then?
So I'll tell you a funny story. When I graduated, I applied at shipping school with my mom, didn't tell dad anything. And then on graduation day, I said, "Mom, something's not right, man. You know, it's been 18 months and I feel like there's a big, you know, let me just tell dad." He says, "Okay, go for it, my son." Tell dad, and then the first thing he says to me, he goes, "Oh, my boy, I can see you growing up now because you can keep such a big secret. It must mean you really want this thing. And secondly, you're working with food. People got to eat every day, so you'll always make money."
So he came around. I mean, he came around, which is lovely.
Because he came around. Oh, definitely yeah. Came around. I mean, a year after that, we're talking about opening businesses within the food industry with me, alongside with me. And also, his businesses were filling stations and shops and takeaway shops. So he understands the value of the chain and making money through food.
No, absolutely. And again, you had the advantage of growing up in a household where business was a topic of discussion, where money was discussed. And so many people have to start from scratch. They don't have that background. You've got the basis, I think, which is helpful. And also, so, you know, you had somebody to call on as well to say, "Dad, what about this? What about this as an idea?" And, sure. I mean, he'd give you an honest opinion, as he clearly would.
Sure, 100%. I mean, my relationship with business started at like mid-teens, when we would go and work on weekends or after we'd done our homework just for 2 hours on during the week as well. And he would say, "I want you to know where the money comes from, that you guys, when you ask for things, or when dad does this, or when you go to these schools that you go to, you know and understand who the money, where the money comes from, and who is giving us the money, and how we're making the money." That was very, it was very paramount for him to, and for him to make us understand that we need to know the chain of how money circulates. That's why I have a very big respect for money, and working in corporate taught me to understand how to make more of it and how to protect it.
What lovely lessons, Chef Lentswe Bengu, this evening on The Money Show. Fabulous discussion tonight. And yeah, the value of corporate. I think it's incredibly hard to leave school and to go straight and to go and do your own thing. Lots of people do it and are very successful. But, you know, the idea of getting a tertiary education helps considerably. Getting into corporate and getting some real-world experience at somebody else's expense is incredibly valuable too. And Lentswe Bengu is not wasting a minute of those experiences.